Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A joint bid, including the U.S., Canada, and Mexico, has been awarded the FIFA World Cup in 2026. Correspondent Ryan Burrow is covering this. Ryan, a lot of anticipation for the decision this morning. How much of a surprise was it?
You know, it wasn't much of a surprise. The United States, or I should say the United bid, which includes the United States, Canada, and Mexico, was a long favorite. However, it was a late entry by Morocco that kind of raised some eyebrows. Morocco thinking it could bank on the time and proximity to African nations as well as European nations, saying essentially, look, we can put these games in prime time and look at the audience that we'll get. But at the end of the day, the United bid, which includes Mexico and Canada, 23 venues in total, 17 in the U.S., promised $11 billion in profits to FIFA, whereas the Morocco one only promised $5 billion. So, you know, it really came down probably to financials when all is said and done.
Now, this is being called the United bid with the U.S., Canada, and Mexico, but most of these games are going to be played in the U.S., right?
Correct. 17 venues across the United States, the cities on the West Coast, Midwest, East Coast as well, only three in Mexico, three in Canada, and we're not exactly sure what rounds these games will be played in, but it's an exciting moment for sports and soccer in America because we hosted the World Cup in 1994. It's been a while, but we don't even have a team participating in 2018 because they didn't qualify. There's still 32 teams that qualify for the World Cup now. There will be 48 teams by the year 2026, so the U.S. will most certainly get in then.
Hey, hopefully by then. World Cup final, though, we know where that'll be held, right? MetLife Stadium?
Oh, yeah, you're talking about the 2026 bid.
Yeah, sorry.
Yes, indeed. So that'll be exciting.
And coming up, we'll kind of get a better sense of where the games will be played, but we have the actual World Cup for this year starting tomorrow. Maybe this is like a little consolation prize for all of us who are so bummed that we're not going to be able to see the U.S. play. We have this to look forward to.
Yeah, you know, I've actually been talking with some soccer officials here in the United States about how this will hurt the sport in the United States, not having an American team to unite behind. They don't think it will. At the youth level, they say registration is as strong as it's ever been. It's still a sport that's really appreciated at the youth level. And, you know, the Americans, the casual American may not stay up and watch some of these games for countries that they're not familiar with. But the whole aspect and the campaign in the United States is root for your roots. If you're German, root for Team Germany. If you're Portuguese, root for the Portuguese team. So we'll see how that plays, and we'll see what the numbers look like in the United States.
So who are you going to be pulling for?
You know, it's a tough one. I've got one side of my family's from Germany, one side of my family's from Sweden. They play each other on Saturday the 23rd. Who do I love more, right?
Oh, man. That's cool. Oh, that's, you know what? But that'll tell both your parents who you actually do love more is what colors you have on Saturday.
Maybe I'll just have to wear an American shirt then.
Yeah. Maybe that's a good alternative. Hey, Ryan, thanks so much for the update. As the U.S. wins their World Cup bid, now it's U.S., Mexico, Canada, but like 75% of the games are being played in the U.S., including all of the knockout round games. So the U.S. getting the bulk of the World Cup in 2026.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.